Hello, this is Ashley Cox, and in this podcast I'm going to be walking you through the steps required to create a Windows 7 unattended installation using the Windows Automated Installation Kit downloadable from the Microsoft Download Center. Before I begin the podcast, you can contact me by going to www.ashleycox.co.uk/contact if you have any questions about it. And I do mention in the podcast occasionally the tutorial package, which is what this tutorial is taken from, and the package includes the documentation that I put with the guide, and also includes all the sample files, and you can get that from www.ashleycox.co.uk/tutorials/windows. So without any more talk from me, I'm going to get straight on with the tutorial, and thanks for listening to it.
The first thing we're going to do in this guide is set up a computer so that it will install Windows 7 using an unattended installation disk and answer file, so that by the end of this guide, once I've showed you how to create your own answer file, the computer will be installed and I can show you how to run through the user account creation procedures and all the other procedures you have to run through when you first boot Windows with Narrator. So, the first thing I'm going to do is plug in the laptop I'm going to be using. So I'll just put the charger in. Again, typical me style, I'm not very organised. So put that in there. Okay. Oh, look at that, I've got no sockets. Okay, done that. Move that out of the way. Okay, in order to use Windows 7 unattended installations, you need to have a Windows 7 product DVD. It can't be an upgrade DVD, and it can't be a manufacturer's recovery disk. It has to be a standard product DVD that you would buy off the shelf or from Microsoft, or that you do get with some computers. You will need a formatted USB flash drive. You will need a computer, obviously. You will also need to have the Windows Automated Installation Kit downloaded from Microsoft, which I will give the links to in the description of this podcast. And then you will need your answer file, which I'm going to show you how to create during this podcast. So, the first thing you need to do when you set up your unattended installation is to create your answer file, which again I'm going to show you how to do in a minute. Then you copy it to your formatted flash drive, and then you plug the flash drive into your computer, which I've just done. And then, if you put in your product DVD, which I'm going to do now. I'm going to turn the laptop on. I'm going to open the disk drive. Put the DVD in. And shut the drawer. Okay, and then I'm going to reboot the laptop, because we need to boot from the DVD. Now, when you boot from a DVD, the way to do it is to listen for the drive to spin up and then to repeatedly press the space bar until you hear the laser of the drive reading, which will tell you that the setup has begun to boot. If yours doesn't read, you might need to go and set some settings in the BIOS, and for that you're going to need sighted assistance. So, I'm going to power on my laptop. And I've heard the CD drive recognise that there's a CD in there. So, it's just done its BIOS screen and the hard drive's, well, the disk drive's rattling. Okay, it's reading, and now it's going to spin up. And now I tap the space bar repeatedly. And now I've heard the laser read, so I can stop pressing space. And now it's beginning to boot the setup from the DVD-ROM, and pretty soon it will recognise the flash drive that I've plugged in, and it'll see that the flash drive has an ANSWER file on it, which will automate the Windows setup. The first thing you need to do before you can create a Windows ANSWER file is to copy the install image from your Windows 7 product DVD. To do this, insert the DVD into the computer that you have the Windows Automated Installation Kit installed on, and then you need to browse to the DVD drive. So I'm going to do that now.
Windows R, F colon, enter, F colon. Not selected items, new
mode. Okay, I'm now in my Windows 7 product DVD, and I'm going to go into the sources folder.
S, files currently on the disk expanded, list box sources, enter. Not selected items, new multi-select,
okay.
List, dashes.
And now, in here, we'll have a file called install.wim.
I colon, I, n, inf, license.
That one there. It's about a 2.3 gigabyte file, so I'm going to send it to
documents. Items view multi select list box.
And it's now
2.03
gigabytes. It's now copying. And once this is copied, you can then
5%.
Select the image in the System Image Manager, which we will discuss in a moment.
8%.
So I'm going to come back when this is copied.
100%. Items view multi-select list box. install.wim28/02/2010/14/22wim file 2,137,293 KB. Files currently on the disk expanded. List box install.wim.
Okay, I'm back now and the file has copied. So I'm going to close out this window.
Alt F4, Audacity, table track 1.
And I'm going to remove the install DVD from my computer. And I'm going to just put it on top of the laptop. Now then, what I'm going to now do is just check that it copied. So I'm going to go into my documents.
Shut up, Ashley. D, documents, enter. Leaving menus, documents.
And then I'm going to see if it's here.
I, items, view, I. 8, install.wim.
Yes, it is, and I'm going to cut
I
it.
I cut selection W. Wavasor.w, Windows 7 unattended install. Enter,
and
not
put
selected
it in
items, view, multi,
my temporary files. Folder that I've created for all these files for the Windows 7 unattended install.
Alt F4.
So that's the first requirement, and in the next section I'm going to discuss what to do with this image and how to create a new ANSWER file. In this section of the guide, I'm going to show you how to open the Windows System Image Manager, and I'm going to show you how to import the install.wim install image into this program that we copied from the CD in the previous section, and also how to create a new ANSWER file that can then become your unattended installation. So, to open the Windows System Image Manager, you go to your Start menu.
Menu, search box, edit, type text in this edit field, or press up or down arrow to move through items.
And then you go up to All Programs.
All Programs, submenu A.
You go, you open that.
Audacity 1.3 beta left parent, Unicode right parent, 1 of 34.
You
A.
Go up.
Windows Live closed, VMware closed, Startup closed, Sony closed, Skype closed, Twitter closed, Microsoft Windows 8 closed, 28 of 34.
And it's there, so I'm going to open that.
Level 1, Microsoft Windows 8, oh, deployment tools command, Windows System Image Manager, 2 of 4.
And there's Windows System Image Manager, so I'm going to open that file, or that program, I mean.
Enter, leaving menus. Distribution share browser 3 view. Select the distribution share 1 of 1 to move through or expand.
Okay.
Items, use the arrow keys. 3 view 1 of 1 to move through or expand items. Use the arrow keys. 3 view. Create or open an ANSWER file 1 of 1 to move.
We're now in the Windows System Image Manager, and this is the program that you're going to be using to create your unattended ANSWER file. It's the program that allows you to add settings and customize your ANSWER file, and then it'll generate the XML file that is used for the ANSWER file. First thing we need to do is give it an install image that you copied in the previous section from your Windows 7 product DVD. To do this, you go to the file menu.
Alt F menu, file menu, new ANSWER file, dot dot dot.
And go down.
Items. Open ANSWER file, close ANSWER, save ANSWER, select this, close this, select Windows image, dot dot
to
dot.
To select
I.
Windows image, we're going to press enter on that.
Enter. leaving menus, select the Windows image dialog, file name, colon, edit.
And we have a standard file box, so I'm going to shift tab twice.
Shift tab, not selected, KB38 underline N12.
Okay, and I'm going to go to my Windows 7 unattended install folder, which is where I'm saving all the files from this demonstration.
W, Windows 7 unattended install 13/06,
and
folder
open that,
install.win,
and there's my install image.
Enter, image browser 3 view, select the Windows image or catalog file 1-1, to move through or expand items, use the arrow keys, Windows 7 starter, OK button, to add tab, cancel tab,
okay,
list box, Windows.
Now it's asking me which one I want to install. I want to install
Windows 7 Home Basic.
Windows 7 Home Premium. So I'm going to go down to that, which I've just done. And I'm going
to
tab to
tab, OK button.
OK.
Press Enter. Image Browser 3 View. Select the No. Yes button. To
and now
virtual. The catalog file for Windows Image Windows 7 Home Premium cannot be opened for the following reason. Colon. Cannot find the catalog file associated with the Windows Image Windows. You must have a valid catalog file to escape. Yes,
it's
button.
Asking me whether I want to create a catalog file. And I do, so I'm going to press Enter on the Yes button.
Enter, Image Browser 3 View, select the Windows Image or Catalog File 1-1, to move through or expand items, use the arrow keys, Stop button button to activate, press Space Car, plus S, 5%.
And I think it could be here a little while.
Tab. Generating Catalog File, Progress Dialog, Progress Bar, 10%, Stop button. Tab.
Yeah, it's going to take a while, so I will come back when this is done.
100%. Image Browser 3 View. Select the Windows Image or Catalog File 1-1. To move through or expand items, use the arrow keys. Windows 7 Home Premium closed. Windows 7 Home Premium open.
Okay, we're now done creating our catalog file, and in the image pane of the Windows System Image Manager, it's now created my Windows 7 Home Premium image. So the last thing to do in this part of the guide is to create an answer file, and to do that you simply go to the file menu,
Alt F menu, open app, new answer file,
and new answer file.
Enter. Leaving menus, 3 view, untitled, open, 2 items, to move through or expand items, use the arrow keys, untitled, open.
And now I have an untitled answer file. So, that's at the end of this section, I think, so I'm going to stop this and we'll move on to the next one.
Alt tab.
In this section we're going to be adding the values to our answer file that are needed to complete the unattended installation. There are several sections to an answer file, such as the Windows PE, which is pre-installation environment, and the Windows out-of-the-box experience, which it's the window you see when, for example, you power on the computer for the first time and it asks you to enter your username. There are a lot of settings that we need to add to our answer file, and I can't remember them all, so I have a web page open with all these settings listed in a table, and I'll put a link to this web page in the description on the podcast and probably in the package if you download the tutorial from the website. So, what I'm going to do is go to my webpage.
Alt tab, untitled dash, alt tab, step dash by dash, step colon, basic Windows deployment for professionals dash Windows, link Microsoft.
Okay, and we're going to go to the heading.
Step three, add an A circumflex heading level 8,
add and configure Windows settings.
And the Windows A circumflex level 8, add
and
configure Windows settings.
Now then,
I'm
going to skip past all the stuff because I know how to
Microsoft
do this.
Microsoft dash Windows dash deployment / reseal.
Okay. Some of these settings we don't need to add because this web page is showing you how, or showing IT professionals and system builders how to create an unattended setup so that they can install a system and get themselves to a desktop, and then the next time the user powers on the system it will bring up the out-of-the-box experience. However, we are only installing it on one of my old computers here, so I don't need to, you know, I want the out-of-the-box experience system to come up straight away, just like you would if you were installing it on your own computer. So we don't need to add this first setting.
LAN, OOB system.
And you notice how it said OOB system. Well, OOBE then, out-of-the-box experience. So we don't need to add that setting. So now I'm going to keep going down.
Microsoft dash Windows dash International dash Core dash WinPE / setup UI language.
Microsoft Windows International Core WinPE setup UI language.
Windows PE.
And now, if you see, or if you heard, then I went down.
Windows PE.
And it said Windows PE. So that is the place in our answer file where we have to add the setting. So to add a setting, you go to your Windows System Image Manager.
Alt tab, Audacity, Alt tab, Untitled dash Windows.
With the new answer file that we created in the previous section. And you tab.
Tab. XML left parent, zero right parent, tab.
Tab again.
Tab. Distribution share browser tree view.
Tab again.
Tab. Image browser tree view. Windows 7 Home Premium open. Two items to move. Tab. Tree view. Untitled open. Two items to move through. Tab. Exit tab. Distribution share browser tree tab. Image left packages. Components closed.
Okay.
Shift tab. Distribution share browser tree
view. It is just next to the distribution share browser. You will
tab,
find
image browser, tree view, components
an
closed.
Image browser. And under this tree view, you have a components section, which you expand.
Components open, 61 items.
61 items. And now, in here, we have things like
x86 underline Microsoft dash Windows dash deployment underline 6.1.76 x86 underline Microsoft dash Windows dash etm dash red dash inf underline 6.1.
We have an awful lot of stuff that we can add to our answer file. However, I only need to add the settings that it said to add in the table. So I'm going to go back to my table and find which one it wanted.
Alt tab, step dash by dash land, Microsoft dash Windows dash international dash core dash WinPE backslash setup UI language.
Microsoft Windows international core WinPE backslash setup UI language. So I'm going to keep going down.
Alt tab,
in this, I'm going to go back into my system image manager, and in the tree view, I go down to x86. Microsoft Windows International Core backslash WinPE backslash setup UI language.
X86 underline Microsoft dash Windows dash partition manager.
Not that
X86 far. Underline Microsoft dash Windows dash migration with x86 underline Microsoft dash Windows dash media clip. X86 underline Microsoft dash Windows dash international dash core dash WinPE underline 6.1.76.
That one there.
Microsoft dash Windows level 3 setup UI language 1
to 5. And there's the setup UI language, and I need to add that to Windows PE. To do that, you go to the edit menu.
Menu bar, edit, to navigate, menu, edit menu, cut unavailable.
And then you go upwards.
Add to answer file submenu.
And you got an add to answer file submenu. You press the right arrow once.
One Windows PE, one.
And you can select from the options that are here. You got number 1 is Windows PE.
2 offline servicing unavailable, 2. 3 generalize unavailable, 3, 4 specialize unavailable, 5 audit system unavailable, 5, 6 audit user unavailable, 7 OOP system unavailable, 7, 1
and
Windows
you've got a lot of options, which most of which are, or all of which, except in fact except Windows PE, are unavailable. So you're going to hit enter on Windows PE.
Enter. Leaving menus, tree view, untitled open, 1 to 1, to move
okay,
forward, and use the arrow keys, level 4, setup UI language.
Need to shift tab once,
shift tab,
to get back into our
view,
components tree view. Now I'm going to look at my table again,
tab, step,
to see which is the next files, the next one I need to add.
Windows, Microsoft dash Windows dash setup backslash disk configuration backslash disk backslash create partitions backslash create partition.
Microsoft Windows disk configuration, no, Microsoft
dash
Windows,
Windows dash
setup
disk
configuration disk create partition.
Tab,
so I'm going to find that.
X86 underline Microsoft dash Windows dash PNP.
Keep going down.
X86 underline Microsoft dash Windows dash security dash life. X86 underline Microsoft dash Windows dash security dash. X86 underline Microsoft dash Windows dash security dash.
X86
underline Microsoft dash Windows dash shell dash setup underline.
X86
underline Microsoft dash Windows dash web underline. X86 underline Microsoft dash Windows dash shared access. X86 underline Microsoft dash Windows dash setup underline.
There it is.
X8 level 3.
And then we're going here.
Diagnostics. Disk configuration.
Disk configuration.
Level 4. Disk closed. One of level.
Disk.
Level 5. Create partitions closed. Create partitions open. One item. Level 6. Create partitions.
And then we
one.
Need to add the create partition
alt
setting.
Menu bar. Add right item. Add one Windows PE.
Two Windows PE.
Enter. Leaving menus, tree view, create, shift tab, image browser.
And we need to shift tab again back into our components list. Now I'm going to go back into my table and see what one I need to add next.
Alt tab, step land, Windows PE. Land Microsoft dash Windows dash setup backslash disk configuration backslash disk backslash modify partitions backslash modify partition.
Now I need to add the modify partition.
Land Windows PE.
Setting which
land
is
Microsoft dash Windows dash setup backslash disk configuration backslash disk backslash modify.
Under Microsoft Windows setup disk configuration. Backslash disk, backslash modify partition.
Alt tab, untitled star dash Windows system
so
level 5, create partition.
Close
create
the create partition.
Modify partition.
Now I modify a partition.
Level 6. Modify menu.
So I'm going to add that.
One Windows PE.
Now I'm going to Alt Tab again.
Alt Tab. Step dash.
And now I'm going to go down. I'm back in my table. I'm going to go down to see which settings I need to add next.
Windows PE. Microsoft -Windows -setup -disk configuration -create partitions -create partitions.
And this is to add another partition, which I don't want to do.
Microsoft -Windows -setup -disk configuration -modify partitions -modify partition start. Microsoft -Windows -setup -image install -image install 2.
Microsoft Windows Image Install OS Image Install 2. I need to add that one
Windows PE.
To the Windows PE.
Three generalize.
Level 7. Shift tab.
Level dynamic update. Page 5. Run image. Image install. Level 4. Data image. OS image.
OS
level
image. 5.
Install from closed. Install 2.
Install 2.
Install 2. Menu edit. Add to answer. Write image value. Add to answer. Add to answer file sub menu 1. Edit menu 1. 2. 1 Windows PE.
I'm gonna add it to Windows PE.
Enter. Leaving menus. 3. Shift
tab. Okay, shift tab again. And then I'm gonna go back to my table.
Alt tab. Land. Microsoft -Windows -setup -user data.
Microsoft Windows -setup -user data.
Windows PE.
Windows PE.
Run synchronous. Upgrade data. User data.
User data.
Menu bar. Leaving menu bar. Image browser. User. Level 4. Product key. 1-1. Level 3. User data. Open.
User data.
Add to answer.
I've been expanding them as far as they can go. However, the user data, I didn't. I only opened it and then added it to Windows PE, as you need all of the Windows, as you need all of the user data settings in your answer file.
Alright.
Microsoft Windows shell setup -OBE. So I have to go down now out of the Microsoft Windows setup.
Level 3, Windows deployment service. Level 2, x86 underline Microsoft -Windows -shell -setup underline 6.x86. Level client app, auto logon closed. OEM information. OEM.
That one there, and
menu, edit,
I'm going to add it to OOBE system.
Leaving menus, three view. Alt tab, land, OOBE system, land, optional, colon, Microsoft -Windows -IE -Internet, special, land, optional, colon.
Now,
alt tab, untitled,
I've added all those settings, and now I'm just going to add an optional one, which will automatically set Internet Explorer's homepage.
x86 underline, 6, 5, 4 special, level 1, components, open, level 2, 1 Windows P, open, shift tab, image browser, x8, level 1,
so,
components,
I want to highlight Microsoft.
x86 underline Microsoft -Windows -International -Core. x86 underline Microsoft -IE -Internet Explorer.
IE Internet Explorer.
Accelerators closed. Favorite bar items closed.
Favorite bar items, favorites list, fiends list, install.
Install browser extent. Install toolbars list. Pre-approved add-ins. Quick link list. Close. Search scopes. Close. Start pages closed. Level 2. x8. Search.
Now, it says here. Microsoft Windows. I have to add the whole.
x86 underline Microsoft -Windows -edit. Insert. Edit. Add to answer file submenu A. 1 Windows P. 6 audit. 5 audit. 4 specialize.
And you add that.
Leaving menu.
IE Internet Explorer to specialize. So now we've got all our settings added to our answer file. And now going to stop this section. And the next section we will be adding the settings required to make all these values do what they're meant to do. Okay, in this section I'm going to add the settings to the values in the answer file that we added in the previous section of this guide. So to do this we need to go back to our system manager.
Alt tab, Audacity, Alt tab, untitled star dash Windows System Image Manager, properties window
okay.
Table, properties expanded.
And I'm gonna shift tab.
Shift tab, preview, x86 under.
And now we have
level zero, untitled,
our answer file, tree view, which, at the moment has untitled at the top because we haven't named our answer file yet. So if we go down,
level 1, components, open, 7 items.
We have components. If we go down again,
level 2, 1 Windows PE, open, 2 items.
Windows PE, which is where we want to open first. So we're going to go in there.
level 3, x86 underline Microsoft dash Windows dash International dash Core dash WinPE underline neutral closed.
Okay, and we have Microsoft Windows International Core WinPE neutral, which we added before in the previous section. So I'm going to expand that value, or that section of the tree view.
x86 under
and
Microsoft.
Now I'm going to tab.
Tab.
Once.
Properties window table. Properties.
And we get to a properties window, which allows us to add settings to the selected value. So I'm going to down arrow.
Applied configuration pass. One windows enabled. ID collapsed. x80 settings expanded.
Now we're at settings.
Input locale.
Input locale.
Tab. Input locale edit.
I'm going to enter en-us.
Shift tab. Input locale. En-us. Input locale. Layer driver.
Layer driver. I don't need one of those.
System locale. System locale.
System locale.
Locale edit. Type in en.
US. EN-US for English United States.
UI language. UI language. EN-US.
EN-US again. And basically, I'm selecting the setting with my arrows, and then I'm tabbing to an edit field where I can type in the setting that I want.
UI language fallback. UI language fallback.
UI language fallback. Don't need that.
User locale.
User locale.
User locale edit. Type in tech.
EN-US.
Shift tab. User.
Okay, now I've set all the settings that I need to set for this value. So I'm going to shift tab back to our answer file values list.
Shift tab, preview, x86 underline Microsoft dash Windows dash International dash Core.
And I'm going to go down.
Level 4, set up UI language 1-1.
Okay, and I'm going to tab.
Tab, properties, apply,
and go down.
Setting, UI language. We'll show UI on it.
UI language is EN-US. Then I'm going to shift tab again twice to get back to our answer file.
Shift tab, UI max level 3.
Go down.
Underline Microsoft dash Windows dash setup underline neutral open 3 items.
Okay, now I have the setup value, which has a lot of options here.
Level 4, disk configuration open 1 item.
And now we have disk configuration, which I'm going to open.
Level 5, disk open 2 items.
Now I'm going to have disk, which I'm going to open.
Level 6, create partitions open.
Create
1
partitions.
Item. Level 7, create partitions.
And then we have create partition. So you have to go right to the bottom of the tree view. I'm going to shift tab once.
Tab. Properties window. Apply.
And go down.
Key name. Path. Disk configuration slash. Settings. Action. Add list item. Action. Settings. Extend. False. Extend. Tab. Extend. Read only.
Extend. I want to be true. So I'm going to tab. And then I just press T.
T. True.
And it switches it automatically.
Shift tab. Extend. Order. Order.
Order.
Tab. Order edit. Type in.
One.
Shift tab. Apply. Create partition. Left bracket. Order equals quote 1 quote right bracket. Level 6. Create partitions. Open. Level 7. Create part. Apply. Component. Microsoft dash Windows. Key name. Path. Order. Size. Size.
And size.
Tab. Size edit. Type in text. Shift tab. Type. Type.
I think we
tab,
can just leave
read
that.
Use your reading key. Primary.
And it will do extend it to the whole drive. Now, under
Shift tab. Size.
Type, you tab and you press P for primary.
Type prime.
And that's it, it's
tab,
done.
Preview, create partition, left bracket, order,
so,
quote, one, quote, right,
I'm going to go down.
Level 6, modify partition.
And we've got modify partitions.
Level 7,
modify partition is the bottom item in that list.
Tab,
so I'm going to tab again.
Apply, key, path, disk, settings expanded. Action, add list item, active.
Active,
tab, active is only edit, use your key, true.
True.
Shift tab, active, extend.
Extend.
Read-only edit. Use your key. True.
True.
Shift tab. Format.
Format.
Tab, format
is
only edit.
NTFS.
Shift tab. Form. Label. Label.
Label. Label edit. Type of text. I'll just call it
Windows. Windows. Shift tab. Letter. Letter. Tab.
Letter.
Read-only edit. Use your key.
Which we have C colon.
Shift tab. Let. Order. Order.
Order.
Tab, order one.
One.
Shift tab. Three view. Modify partition tab. Component. Microsoft dash Windows. Microsoft dash Windows.
Yeah.
Shift tab. Component. Microsoft tab. Shift tab. Three view. Modify. Level 6. Modify partitions. Oh. Level 7 tab.
Keep tab. I'm just verifying that I've added all the settings
type
that
ID.
I need.
Type ID.
Type,
tab, type ID.
ID.
Type of text.
What's the type ID?
Zero.
I think it's zero. Let me just verify this. Get the webpage that I have open.
Audacity, audacity, table track one. Alt tab, untitled star dash window. Type I alt tab, alt tab, alt tab. Step dash I dash it. Land sys land UI land use land one land like land UI land one with land mic land will land one with land mic land. Disk ID land will wipe disk equal land will wipe disk ID equals Microsoft dash Windows dash setup
slash disk configuration dash slash disk configuration.
Land disk ID equals zero.
Right.
Land mic land one Windows PE.
Good, that is right.
Will show UI equals on it.
Now, we need to go up and do some other settings.
Shift tab, preview, modify partition, left bracket order, level 3, x86 underline Microsoft, at level 4, disk configuration, open, level 5, disk open, tab.
Okay, I've gone right back up to the top again, and I've expanded Microsoft Windows setup, / disk configuration, / and in there I have the disk tree view, and I've highlighted the one at the top, which can still be expanded, and now I'm going to go down.
Applied config component Microsoft key name disk path disk settings action add list item disk ID disk ID
disk ID
tab disk ID edit type
zero
shift tab apply disk left bracket disk ID equals quote tab component read only edit my shift tab component Microsoft that key name disk path will wipe disk will wipe disk
will wipe disk
ID will tab will wipe disk
true
shift tab will wipe shift tab preview.
Okay, now I'm going to go
create
back down,
open,
create partitions tab.
Properties, apply, path.
And there are no settings to set there.
Seven, create partition, left bracket order equals quote one, quote right.
I've already done that one.
Modify partitions.
Modify partitions. And there are no settings
level seven,
there.
Modify partition, left bracket order equals level four, image install, open, one item, level seven tab. Properties, apply config end, type ID, zero. Partition ID. Type ID. Partition ID. Tab.
Partition ID is number one.
Shift tab. Order one. Order. Partition ID one. Alt tab. Land one. Land my land. Disk land. Land one. Land my land. Order land size. Land type. Land one with land type. Land size equals 300. Land type. Land one. Land Microsoft dash land extend equals true. Land order equals two. Land type equals primary. Land one Windows P. Land my land active. Land formatting. Land label equals land order equals land partition ID equals one. Land one Windows PE. Land my land format equals NTFS. Land label. Land order. Land partition. Land one Windows PE. Land partition ID equals two.
Okay, I don't think I need to give it a
type ID,
so I'll take the zero out of there.
Shift tab, preview,
okay, we've done all the disk configuration,
four,
so I'm going to go down, and I've got image install.
Properties, path. Shift, level 5, OS image,
open it, and I get OS image.
Property, path, install, will, path, settings expanded. Install to available
install
partition.
To available partition.
Tab. Install to available partition. False.
False.
Tab. Install. We'll show you I.
We'll show you I.
Shift tab. Shift tab. Preview. O. Level 6. Install to.
Install
tab.
To.
Properties. Path. Setting.
I need
disk
to.
ID.
Disk
tab.
ID.
Disk ID. Edit. Type 0.
0.
Partition ID.
Partition ID. 1.
Shift tab.
And that will install it to the first partition on the first drive, which we created in disk configuration earlier on. Okay, now I need to expand the user data.
Level 4, user data open.
Well, it's actually already open, so I'll just highlight it, and then I go
tab
properties. To the properties table and check their
settings. Settings. Accept EULA, accept EULA.
Accept EULA,
accept EULA.
It's true.
Full name. Tab.
Full name.
A-L-E-Y, space. Shift tab. Full name. Tab. Y. Land. Space. O-X. Shift tab. Organization.
Not from an organization.
Shift tab. Preview. User. Level 5. Product key. 1-1.
And there's a product key, which I don't need to enter because I can enter it after the install is done. So I'm just going to leave that out.
Level 2. 2 offline servicing. 2 of 7.
Now, we've done the Windows PE configuration, so we're just going to keep going down.
3 generalize.
Generalize.
4 specialize. Open.
Specialize.
Level 3. x86 underline Microsoft app.
And I've now highlighted the Internet Explorer thing that we added, so I've tapped to the properties table and gone down.
Enabled. ID collapsed. x86 under. Settings expanded. Allowed sites. Allowed sites.
Allowed sites.
Allowed sites edit. Type and text. Shift tab. Allowed sites. All
okay,
sites compatibility mode. Lock pop-ups. Lock pop-ups.
Lock
command
pop-ups.
Label. Tab. Lock pop-ups. Lock pop-ups read only. Land. Shift tab. Lock pop-ups read only edit. User reading key. Shift tab. All sites. All sites. Lock pop-ups. Lock pop-ups.
Lock
command
pop-ups.
Label display. Zero.
Command
company
label
name,
display
company
name.
Compatibility view domains. Disable accelerators. Disable DataX. Disable dev tools. Disable first run wizard. Disable loop accelerators. Disable welcome page. Enable links bar. Favorites delete. False. Favorites on top. Filter level. Find provider. Group tabs. Help underline page. Home underline page. Home underline
page.
App. Home underline page edit. Type an H.
HTTP
colon
slash
W period O O L E period C O M. Slash ship
okay, I've
home
added the homepage.
IE welcome MSP. False. IE internet compatibility. Local internet sites. Locked toolbars. MS compatibility mode. No dial. False. Play sound. Print background. False. Privacy advisor mode. Show command bar. True. Show compatibility. Show information bar. Show left address toolbar. Show menu bar. False. Show status bar. True. Small command bar icon. Suggested sites enabled. Tab process growth. Trusted sites. User agent. User. Window underline title. User agent, user, window.
So you can configure pretty much all the Windows settings you could want to configure, from all the Internet Explorer settings you'd want to configure through that. So, now we've done adding all the values to the answer file, and in the next section I'm going to validate the answer file, and then we'll do the demonstration of the unattended setup.
Alt apps.
Okay, it's now time for the final piece of creating your answer file. The final thing you need to do is validate the answer file, and to do that, you simply go to your image manager.
Alt tab, untitled star dash window system.
And you go to the tools menu.
Alt T menu, tools menu, hide sensitive data.
And you've got
validate answer file V.
Validate answer file. You hit enter on that.
Enter. Leaving menus, properties, window table, window underline, title, underline, CN.
And you're done. Now all you have to do is save it. So you go to the file menu.
Alt F menu, file menu.
You go down to save.
Save answer file as dot 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 A.
Save answer file as, you press enter.
Enter. Leaving menu.
And you need to save it as AUTOUNATTEND.XML, which is automatically added for you. So you save it as auto unattend. And it's an XML file.
Name, split button, collapsed.
Find where to save it, put it in my temporary folder.
Tab, items, tab, file name, colon,
and there we go.
Box, auto, zero, like, tab, save
and save
type,
as type.
Title box, answer files, left
answer
bear,
files.
Start, exam, tab, toolbar, tab, save.
Save.
Properties, window, save. Table, window, underline, title, underline, CN.
And we now have an answer file, and we can close Windows System Image Manager.
Alt F4, Audacity, table, drag.
Well, that's pretty much all there is to creating an answer file. I will put this answer file that I've just created in the package, and in the next section of this guide I'm going to show you the laptop that has been installing as we've been doing this guide. It's now on the welcome screen, so I'm going to get up Narrator, we'll show you how to get up Narrator, and go through the rest of the setup so that you can enter your user details and get your system up and running and on the desktop. Okay, this is the last section of the guide, and in this guide I'm going to be using the laptop that I've installed Windows 7 on using my unattended answer file, and I'm going to run through the welcome screen that's just come up. So the first thing we need to do is get Narrator up, and to do that we're going to press Windows key and U.
Make your computer easier to use. Windows will read and scan this list automatically. Press the space bar to select the highlighted option.
Okay. Sorry about all the buzzing. My mixer has decided that
on screen. Read aloud narrator.
It's time to give up work.
Make items
so
on screen.
I'm going to tab through these options.
See more contrast. Make hear text on screen.
Read hear text
narrator.
On screen. Read aloud. Read aloud narrator. So I'm going to press space on that,
narrator.
And then I'm going to press enter, and it should load narrator. Might not, but it should do.
Initializing
yes,
narrator.
There it goes.
Microsoft Narrator window. Focus
I need to send
on
this
help
up
button.
A bit, don't I?
Contains narrator will read aloud what is on screen as you navigate using the keyboard. Main narrator settings group. Echo users keystrokes checkbox is checked. Announce system messages checkbox is checked.
Okay.
Announce scroll notification.
I'm going to shut that down. And I'm going to turn off this key echo because it really annoys me.
Control weather text. Start narrator text. Announce text. Announce text. Text. Exit text space. Echo.
I just shift tab through that. So now I'm going to alt tab to get to the setup windows window.
Setup windows window. Focus on type a username.
And it
for
wants
example,
me to type a username.
Job editable text.
I'm going to type a username.
And type a computer name.
I've tabbed.
Hyperlink.
I'm going to type.
Type a computer name.
Windows 7. Oh no, that's 8. 7. Laptop. Okay, and I'm going to tab to the next button.
Ease of it. Next button. Type a password. Retype your password. Type a password. And next button.
Okay, I don't want a password, so I'm going to press next.
Product keep. editable.
I'm not going to enter my product key now because this is going live on a podcast, so I'm going to leave that. I'll enter that afterwards, so I'm going to keep tabbing.
Automatically activate Windows when I'm... What is act? Read our next button. Select your time zone combo box with over 20 I automatically adjust Sunday. Select your time zone. Automatically adjust clock for daylight clock. Saving time. Checkbox is checked. Sunday, June 13, 2010. Editable text, 12. Digital clock.
What time is it?
12:33.
Editable text, 34.
Yeah,
digital,
that's about
editable
right.
PM. Next button.
I'm going to press next.
Right network.
Okay, now I want to connect to a network, so I'm going to press space on our network.
Type your... Start this connection automatically.
Okay, I've typed the key and I'm tab.
Right network. Connect. Skip button.
And that's why connect I turned off key echo.
Skip. Next button.
Next. And now it's configuring itself, and in a minute we'll hear it log on. It's preparing the desktop.
Initializing narrator.
Here's narrator.
Window closed. Personalized. Window minimized. Microsoft.
Okay, it's come on, and now we've got a log on sound, and we've got lots of noises coming from the laptop, so I'm going to take the disk out. Put the disk in my case. Like that. Put the disk on the laptop. Shut the disk drive. And now I'm going to just shut it down, because I don't need to use it now.
Windows. Start menu for Ashley.
Go to the right.
Right arrow. Shut down.
And enter. And it's still shutting down. And there we go, it's gone. So I'm going to take it out of the mixer. Okay. So that's Windows 7 installation without sighted assistance, and it actually works pretty well. It works a lot better than it does on like XP and Vista and Windows 2000 even, if you go back that far. So I will post this tutorial as a package on the website. I'll also submit it on the podcast and on Blank All Tech, and in the package I'll include links, files, I'll include the answer file, I'll include other stuff that you'll need for creating the files, and so yeah, that's basically it. So that's the end of my guide, and thanks for listening to it.